Hey, does civilization seem stable to you? When 911 is busy or law enforcement decides to hide rather than protect you, don't worry. With Spike Training, you will know exactly what to do. Through a series of approximately 96 hours of video training seminars, Bo Greit, America's most decorated Green Beret commander, and his team of professional instructors brings his special forces training to your home through digital video. Delivered priority mail on a 128-gigabyte USB flash drive and 960 by 640 quality, you will receive the same instruction that Special Operations Command elite troops receive. There are no guarantees in life, but education and preparation always better your odds for survival. Go to bogreitz.us, that's B-O-G-R-I-T-Z.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of Spike training. Single-phase downloads are also available on the site.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Let them put the fear on you. Stand and deliver. Not a word you heard is true. But if there's nothing you can say, it may be nothing you can do. Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave? Wanna be a free man, or do you wanna be a slave? Do you wanna wear these chains until you're lying in the grave? I don't wanna be a pauper, and I don't wanna be a prince. I don't wanna be a pauper. I don't wanna be a prince. I just wanna do my job, playing the blues for my friend. Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what's it worth? You know they're gonna grind us down until it really hurts. Is this a sovereign nation? or just a police state. You better look out, people, before it gets too late.
All right. Good afternoon, all. This is the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steff, and you're listening right here on American Voice Radio Network. It's Thursday, June 17th, and it is 2021, of course, and it's just about in 5 seconds going to turn 9 minutes after 2 p.m. Pacific time. So if that's when it is where you're at, that makes us live. And that means you can participate in the show if you would like to. But you don't have to. Meaning you can just chat with the other folks in there. What's wrong with that? I mean, you're all on Fedbook looking for friends, right? Well, they're not your friends, okay? You don't even know them. But in the chat room, you don't know them either, but, I mean, you can at least chat with people. You know, and there's no bots in our chat room anyway. But you can participate in the show, and when you comment on things, you know, a lot of the times I will use your comments, especially when I'm running out of material or I don't really have much to say because, you know, I got to tell you, so you do a radio show, and to say, well, I just don't have much to say today, doesn't mean there's not a lot going on in the world. Because there's always a lot going on in the world. There is always news to report. But I'm not the only one on the air that has ever said that. Well, I just don't have a lot today, you know. Because the thing is, it's not about the amount of news. It's not even about the quality of the news, because if you put your effort into it every day, you can find interesting news articles. What happens is people who do this every day get kind of disappointed. You know, I mean, you get disappointed and you just, man, I'm just not feeling it today. You know, that sort of thing. And on those days, I really like your comments. I always like your comments, but I mean, I'll use your comments on those days, because I'll go check. And the only reason I don't use comments is because I didn't check. It's not because I looked at them and said, oh, well, no. I mean, unless they're bad, you know, something inappropriate for broadcast, which is getting less and less because I'm getting more and more pissed off, okay? And, you know, this is what happens. You know, you talk, think back to your childhood, okay? Think back to your childhood, your parents. Oh, yeah, and even you folks that don't have kids, yeah. If you can remember being a child, remember those bigger people? Yeah, those were your parents. Remember how they started out when you were doing something wrong? You know, they started asking you nicely to stop. And then if you didn't, when they asked you nicely, maybe they yelled at you to stop. And then if you didn't stop when they yelled at you, they spanked you to stop. You see, it's a progression of force. It's part of training. And thing is, I'm sorry to say, the American people as a whole, and this doesn't mean you listeners or anything, but it could, you know. Because if you're a listener, you see what's even worse. Look, you go down to anywhere. I pick on Walmart all the time. But I'll be honest with you. When Walmart first came to Medford, they were my favorite store. But then again, you know, when Fred Walton was alive, well, Walmart was a different kind of company. And I bet you he would be just as disappointed, because I've seen this. I mean, with my own eyes in my own real life, not on television, not in a book, not in something else. I was a child at the time, teenager, but I saw it with my own eyes. I saw at the time, okay, at the time, he was the seventh richest man in the world. And I'll tell you what. He was like 90-something. And to put it in radio words that are acceptable, he was quite disappointed with his family. See, because he built his fortune, hard work, go-getter, tough-as-nails sort of guy. Well, his family just lived off that fortune forever. They didn't have no jobs. They didn't do anything worthwhile. They didn't know nothing. All they did was get married and divorced a bunch of times. And, you know, he wasn't impressed at all with them. And I got to think Walton would be looking at his family in the same way. Because they don't even run Walmart anymore. They've hired bookkeepers to run Walmart. They just cash checks. You know, and that's one thing, Dylan, he really just didn't like that. And guess what? Have you ever heard of, you know, old money families? Well, gee, they're not the movers and shakers today, are they? Why is that? I'll tell you why. Because the guys that made those fortunes are dead. And all that's left are their worthless parasite children. Okay? That's all. That's what's left. And these are some of the most worthless. They think, okay, these are the type of people that think having really good wine is a productive business to be into because that's important. Yeah, sure it is. You know, $1,000 bottles of wine. Yeah, that's really important. Everybody needs that. Boy, without that, the world would end, right? But this is the kind of crap that these rich little pieces of crap get into. Okay? This is what they do. This is what they think's important. These are the decent ones. The bad ones, oh, well. They spend all their money on deviants and the Democrat Party. This is why old money doesn't last. Daddy dies,
Maybe the kid was taught some values, but his kids will be complete parasites. Trust fund babies. Which, well, I guess that's pretty good. It makes room for new billionaires like Bill Gates and Bezos. And, well, golly, though, you know, we bag on Rockefeller quite a bit. You know, and you know, the monopolist, and, you know, he's got the Rockefeller Foundation. But you got to remember, the Rockefeller Foundation isn't the originating Rockefeller who developed Standard Oil, okay? I forget his name. He didn't start the he's not running the Rockefeller Foundation, okay? They're like Walmart, all right? They got a bunch of, I can't even say it on the radio what they are, running that thing, using Rockefeller's name. But what Rockefeller actually did, and now we're bagging on oil and everything too, you know, crude oil. Here's what the situation was back in the day. You had Henry Ford. You had Rockefeller. Okay? So, Henry Ford is building cars, and now he decided, okay, look, we'll make an assembly line, and we'll pump these suckers out by the thousands every day. Well, he built these cars, and what did they run on? They ran on vegetable oil. Did you know that? They ran on vegetable oil. Did you know that Henry Ford also built the shell, you know, the body of the car, the part we look at and go, hey, that's a cool car, that part? He built a car out of hemp. Yeah. But then Rockefeller, he popped some holes in the ground and said, woo, up through the ground came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Yeah. Well, okay. Now look, here we have a choice. We're at a fork in the road, if you will. We got these automobiles about to hit the market. It's going to change everything. And they're designed to run on oil. Okay, so vegetable oil, what do you got to do? Well, you got to till the ground, you got to plant the seeds, you got to harvest the seeds, you got to maintain the fields, you got to do all this stuff, right? And then you go out and harvest it, and then you got to, then you can start refining it and do all that. Well, what do you got to do with crude oil? Drill a hole in the ground and pump it out. Hey, guess what? Drilling a hole in the ground and pumping out whatever's in there is a lot cheaper than tilling the ground, maintaining the fields, planting the seeds, harvesting the stuff, employing all that labor at the time. Remember, this was in the 30s. So, from an economic point of view, drilling a hole in the ground and pumping out whatever's in there and running your cars off of it is the answer. It's free, for crying out loud. All you got to do is go get it. You don't have to harvest it. You don't have to hire thousands of people to maintain your fields, pick the stuff. You don't have to do any of that. Just drill a dang hole, put a pump on it, and you got free fuel. That's why they did crude oil versus vegetable oil. And yeah, vegetable oil would have been the better answer for the long run. The real long run. Because it is truly renewable. But, you know, and I believe crude oil is renewable also. This whole fossil fuel thing has always, ever since I was a teenager when I heard about it. You know, because they taught it in school. Oh, yeah, yeah. See, at one time there was lots of dinosaurs, and then they all died, and then they all rotted, and then they got covered up with leaves, and then they turned to crude oil. Oh. And then they what? They got covered by what? 6,000 feet of earth? Really? How long ago was this exactly? I mean, you realize how far 6,000 feet is? You realize if you put a dead dinosaur on the ground, you realize how long it takes for 6,000 feet of dirt to accumulate on top of this dinosaur? It was a ridiculous story, you see, because even as a kid, I watched a lot of sci-fi. And they tell me this story at school, and I'm thinking, they're crazy. That can't be. This sounds like that. You know what? This wouldn't even be sci-fi. People would go, come on, get a little, you know, the whole thing about sci-fi is, look, it's not just fiction, okay? There's science in there, okay? There has to be some science, or it isn't science fiction. And when people go crazy things in science fiction, it's like, come on, man, that don't fit, that don't work, that's so ridiculous, it ruins the story. Well, that's what I thought about dinosaurs rotting into crude oil. It never made any sense to me, and it still doesn't. But I let it go because, hey, you know, I don't know nothing, and it just doesn't seem to make sense to me. But what do I care? I need gasoline like everybody else, so what do I care where it came from? The thing is, then I start, you know, later on, like now, start saying, oh, hey, wait a minute. What's with all these so-called dead wells that are now all full of crude oil again? How'd that happen? Are there dinosaurs dying under there? Is that what's happening right now? They're still dying under there, 6,000 feet under the earth, right? Really? Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense, does it? I think what makes more sense is crude oil is probably a byproduct of the serious business magnetic generator that is the core of our earth. Crude oil could be looked at as maybe some sort of lubricant or some sort of coolant, you know, something like that. I think it's far more credible to look at it as something designed into what the earth does rather than, oh, a bunch of dinosaurs died and left a big pool of crude oil. And when it's gone, it's gone. Okay, well, I don't buy it. I don't know if you do or not, but not that it matters. You know, this is another one of those things that doesn't really matter. Well, I guess it does matter because, you know, once you pump it out, that's all there is a lot different than, well, once you pump it out, that's all there is until like 20 years when you come back and it's all full again. Somebody might call that renewable. No, not me, of course, but somebody might call that renewable. You know, this whole war on crude oil and coal, and it's insanity. And I have nothing against green energy. But green energy has to be used as a backup supplement. Like this. So you got your diesel generators. And I realize they got nuclear, they got diesel, they got steam, they got hydro. I understand. I'm just going to use diesel because, well, it's crude oil, okay? And that's my point. So you got your diesel plants or your coal plants, and they're producing electricity. And as long as you feed them fuel, they will produce electricity. They are dependable. But now, hey, it's the middle of the day, the sun is shining, and we got all these solar panels, and they've got all this electricity. What do? Well, why don't you stop burning so much fuel? You know, shut off some of the diesel generators and let, during the day, the solar panels take up the slack. See, now you're not burning fuel during those hours. But hey, when it gets dark out, you got to turn those diesel generators back on. Same with wind. Supplemental energy. It's a good thing. It doesn't mean you dismantle all your coal plants and all your diesel plants and just say, well, we're going to just rely on wind and solar. You are an idiot who's going to have a lot of no electricity time coming your way if that's your idea. Because I like green energy just fine. I am not opposed to solar panels. I am not even opposed to wind turbines in certain, you know, like, I don't know. I don't really know enough about it to, it seems like it might be a good idea. And what I'm talking about is putting these wind turbines out in the water, okay? Where they just go down the ocean and they put a pole in the ground down there and they make it go way high and they put a wind turbine on the top of it. But it's out in the ocean. And I know it's going to kill some birds here and there, but, you know, that's unavoidable. I mean, I guess you wouldn't want to do this in a migratory path of birds or anything, but like I said, certain places, this could be viable. But see, what the lunatics are telling everybody is that this is a replacement. It is not a replacement. It is a good supplement, but it is not a replacement. It is not dependable enough. And sorry, nighttime comes every single night. Okay, so what are you going to do about that? All right, no electricity from in the nighttime. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, that's much better. Wind? Well, not every place has wind. Some places have constant wind. Might want to think about putting stuff there. I don't think wind turbines are suitable in populated areas either. But, hey, that's just me. The fact of the matter is, to say that we have a replacement is idiotic and it's a lie. But, you know, I think I'll talk till I'm blue in the face. Yeah, that'll work. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. I got a lot of news here, and I'm not quite sure which ones I want to do first because... all right, well, like CNN. Yesterday I told you about how CNN's lost, like, 66% of its viewers. Well, yeah, and they're also eating their own because they had a reporter that apparently asked Biden a question, and Biden snaps at her, points his finger at her, acts like some little bully bastard that he is. He needs his head caved in. He really does, in my opinion. And embarrassed the woman, you know, in front of a world audience. It's always nice as a reporter to have that happen to you by, you know, a world leader. It's really cool. Well, what would have happened if Trump would have done that to one of CNN's reporters? They would have gone to their defense. They would have on and on and on about our reporter, our beloved reporter. We need to protect our beloved reporters. Well, what they do in this case of Biden bullying up one of their girl reporters. Nothing. Nothing. They reported that it was a sign of strength. That's right. So, hey, how's that make all you little dimwit mainstream media liars feel? Huh? How's it feel to know your employer, the one paying you to lie to everybody, will throw you under the bus in a heartbeat? Does that make you feel good? I hope it does, because that's who you work for. And I got news for you. You communists out there, you may think communism's a good idea. And I'll tell you, on paper, it's a great idea. It just doesn't work in real life. That's the problem. And it's not like nobody's tried, okay? Because countries have, over and over again. Continuous failure is what they've experienced, so it seems like an unworkable plan in reality. Although it looks really good on paper. On paper, it's like Star Trek. You see, and they combine all these things to deceive morons. Because the thing is, a moron will go by and go, whoa, look at Star Trek, man, isn't that cool? Isn't that nice? I mean, I can look at Star Trek and say, yeah, this is great. I love Star Trek. I like the idea of Star Trek. I like watching it. I like the hope and the, you know, the of a better future and all that. I like that. I like it. I like watching entertainment like that. Because, you know, reality kind of sucks. So it's nice to see that now and again. However, I don't know how, but somewhere along the line, I was taught how to distinguish reality from fantasy. And while Star Trek is fun to watch and nice to think about, and it's something to hope for, it is an impossibility as long as man is involved with it. See, that's the problem, and this is the problem that we always run into, is us. Almost every plan that you write down looks good on paper. Yeah, well, this ought to work. Yeah, it ought to work, except you got to have people involved, and that screws everything up. Because we're lazy, we're greedy, we're envious, we're covetous, we have all kinds of things going on with us that make it impossible for the idea of the Federation or communism to actually work in real life. It's not that the plan is stupid, it's that people are corrupt. And communism is a plan designed for perfect people. Now, the communists will tell you, all we got to do is communism for a while. You know, beat you and force you into it and kill you if you won't go along with it. We'll do that for, I don't know, 70, 80, 100 years. And then, if we do enough killing and enough beating and enough intimidation, you'll all turn into perfect people and communism will work perfectly and it'll be paradise. That's their story, folks. It's not true. But hell, I could just scratch out the name Star Trek and say, hey, here's my 5-year plan. Look at how wonderful things are going to be. Well, yeah, look at that, man. This looks great. Yeah, on paper. This is the problem. Even, look, and I'm not, I am less and less a fan of the Founding Fathers. Oh, they're better than anything we got going on today, that's for sure. But they sold us down the river, okay? And in all fairness, they probably didn't have a chance, a choice, and they probably made the best choice for the most people. Because if they hadn't sold us out and let the Queen run our money and our elections of president, if they didn't do that, Britain was gonna roll their fleet over here and put a pounding on the United States and take it back as a pure colony with some punishment on top of it. Because the backdrop of the Revolutionary War was the fact that England was busy with Spain and France at the time. Major powers, not just some jerkwater colony that the United States was at the time. So we were able to drive the British from the land. But then they got done with Spain and France. And don't ever forget, England was the superpower of the world then. See, if the Founding Fathers didn't make a deal that was okay with the king, he was going to hammer them till they're dead. And there would have been no United States of America at all. So, you know, you look at it as a whole, you kind of understand why they did what they did. But to try to cover up and act like they didn't do what they did is insane. You'll never learn anything that way. As bad as the truth is, you still have to just deal with it. And you see, that's a big problem in America today. That's one thing people don't want to deal with, is the truth or reality. Because they're being told whatever I think, whatever I feel is whatever it is. And it's not. This line of thinking will only lead to massive disappointment and disillusionment. And that's exactly what they want. They want you in the mud. They want you so worried and crying about everything else that you got no time to deal with them. And it's working like a charm. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a bit.
Do you know that your body is made up of a
with a man about radiation, the hazardous biological effects.
Very harmful.
Yes, I tried to show him all the proofs. His ignorance was through the roof. The most deluded man I'd ever met.
Totally programmed.
I showed him how the frequencies disorient and kill the bees. I showed him how the birds drop out the sky.
But there's one.
I showed him all the many trees dying as they lose their leaves. And I showed him the antenna right nearby.
It's right there.
And I showed him all the many places with judges and the legal cases, people fighting this technology.
Look at that!
And I showed him from my science buddies 1,000 scientific studies, but he just laughed. And that's when I could see that
no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems. No amount of showing you 100 or 1,000 proofs will ever get your blinded eyes to see. Oh, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems.
How quickly with your condemnation without real investigation sounds like ignorance to me. I showed him doctors speak at public hearings, protesters on the streets are jeering. They've done their research, they know the facts.
Critical thinkers!
They've seen all the evidence, they know it's a carcinogen. The WHO will tell you that.
It's on the website!
I showed him all the scientists that study this, and they've all been appalled at what they've found.
I'm not surprised!
They petitioned the United Nations trying to stop this radiation. They know it's bad, and they don't want it around.
Listen to science.
Technology destroying cells, affecting memory as well. Destroying your immune system, it's true.
Look at that.
Interfering frequencies are a threat to the health of humanity. Just research a little and you'll find proof.
You've got the internet.
This new level of radiation of wireless communication has had no safety tests, and that's the truth.
Look it up.
Yes, I told him to remember that, because that's another damning fact. Were you listen when it comes to a street near you.
No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems. No amount of showing you 100 or 1,000 proofs will ever get your blinded eyes to see. Oh, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems.
How quickly with your condemnation without real investigation sounds like ignorance to me. Well, how about this observation? You know this new fifth generation is using millimeter frequencies.
Very tiny.
And according to the military guys, these sound waves can be weaponized, but you think it's conspiracy theory.
This is frustrating.
Then let me share this information. The military uses this radiation as a weapon to defuse an angry crowd.
Look at that.
They blast out 95 gigahertz. It fries the people and they disperse. He looked at me and then he laughed out loud.
This is painful.
And you're gonna need a funeral house when you get to 60 gigahertz, because that will really take your breath away.
Quite literally.
Absorbing oxygen molecules, and they install this stuff near schools. Come on, kids, let's go outside and play.
No amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems. No amount of showing you 100 or 1,000 proofs will ever get your blinded eyes to see. Oh, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. No amount of evidence, it seems.
How quickly with your condemnation without real investigation sounds like ignorance. I got the cognitive dissonance.
I am the god of hellfire.
I am the god of hellfire. generation technology promises faster download speeds and conveniences that most of us have never dreamed of, but will also be blanketed with a new type of radiation called millimeter waves. Health experts are warning about the rising risks with a 5G rollout.
Scientists from 42 countries are now warning their governments about the emerging health problems associated with wireless radiation.
The most prevalent symptoms include headache, fatigue, decreased ability to concentrate, tinnitus, irritability, and insomnia. Impacts on the heart and the nervous system are also of great concern. We predict that the number of people who develop the symptoms I just mentioned will rise in the places where 5G is first installed.
Dr. Magda Havas is internationally recognized for her research on the biological effects of electromagnetic pollution.
At lower frequencies, scientists are predicting damage to eyes, loss of insect populations, which are already declining, antibiotic resistance in bacteria, and physiological effects on the nervous system and on the immune system.
Radiation from radio frequencies is classed in the same category of carcinogens as lead. One advisor to the World Health Organization said there's enough evidence that if they were to re-evaluate radio frequency radiation,
it would be placed in class 1, i.e. a human carcinogen.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
So things fall apart. Do you know how to defend yourself using a Coupaton, pepper gas spray, or Taekwondo techniques? After spike training, you will. What about how to enter a securely locked installation or vehicle? After spike training, you will. What about street confrontation shooting, or how to organize the virtually untrained into force multipliers, or caching techniques to secure valuable and sensitive items on your person, within structures, and in the field, or combat assault repelling, or instinctive shooting, or something as simple as knot tying and rope making? Well, after spike training, you will. And I have only mentioned a few of the subjects covered only up to phase 6. Go to bogrites.us. That's bogrites.us or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of spike training. Single phase downloads are also available on the site.
This is the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steffen. You're listening right here on American Voice Radio Network, AVRN.TV. It just turned 2:50 out here on the Pacific Time Coast, so go to the chat room. You can participate in the show for 10 more minutes, but you can hang out there 24 hours a day if you'd like. It's open all the time. Anyhow, those were Van Morrison songs. One was the first one. Wait a minute here. Was that? I don't know. I was thinking of my what I'm using as a theme. The first song was Conspiracy Music Guru. Remember that and go to YouTube and just search Conspiracy Music Guru. He's got a lot more stuff on there that's really good and worth listening to and worth playing for your friends, especially your dimwit friends that believe in the pandemic, believe that little you know, that your T-shirt material will stop a virus. Yeah, those morons. Yeah, play the music for them. Maybe they'll get it then, because they're not getting it yet. The second one was Van Morrison, Big Lie. But anyways, so there you have it. There it is. Hope you enjoyed it, and you'll go look them up and pass this on to your friends. And play it all over the place. Let people hear this. Look, folks, you know why everybody is manipulated into the being idiots? Repetition, that's why. Repetition. It's what they hear at school. It's what they hear on the TV. It's what they hear from their bosses at the corporation. Okay, they're hearing it all over. It's being repeated to them over and over and over again. That's called rote learning. This is how the military trains you in basic training. Okay, come on. This is textbook. And the only way to defeat it is not to go along with it. And the first step in that is recognizing you're being manipulated. Folks, this is a big lesson, okay? And I really hope you're listening and that you will adjust whatever or adapt to this fact. Everyone is out to manipulate you. Hell, I'm out to manipulate you. I just choose to try to manipulate the way you think by giving you facts and using my opinion to try to tie those facts together into a context that you can understand. But what's my purpose? I want you to see what I see. But what if you don't? Well, I keep trying. I'm trying to manipulate you. Understand, everybody is. This is how we deal with each other. I want something from Bob. How am I going to convince Bob to give me something of his that I want? Well, you're going to manipulate Bob. That's how. We can call it the art of the deal or whatever you want. It's manipulation. Let's call a spade, huh? Because look, man, the only way you can figure out anything is to accept the truth. And deal with it. Yeah, I'm taking that phrase, by the way. Anyways, I think everybody's used that phrase one time in their life or not. But thing is, that's the only answer. It's all you can do. Well, I suppose not. Now, I thought it was all you could do, but now I see it's not all you can do. Now you can delude yourself into thinking you live in some fantasy world that everything goes your way. And just because you got something hanging between your legs, hey, you can, because you feel like a pretty girl, you can just say, I'm a pretty girl. And everybody around you has to accept that. Yeah, well, that's where we're living right now. The thing is, knowing everybody's out to manipulate you isn't so bad. Then when you realize, well, I do the same thing, you can figure, okay, really no need to be mad at anybody. But how am I going to deal with this? Well, the first trick is to know, hey, you're out to manipulate me, okay. And then you wait and you hear, and, oh, okay, there it is, you're trying to manipulate me, I gotcha. Well, hey, guess what? Sometimes somebody's trying to manipulate you. Because they want something or you to do something. But when you get to it, you realize, okay, so you're trying to manipulate me into doing this, that, or the other thing. Now you have a choice. Do I want to be manipulated? Maybe you do. Maybe you want to do that thing. Maybe you think it's a good idea. Or maybe you want to flip the manipulation and say, well, okay, if I let her manipulate me in this way, that will be actually manipulating her in this way to where I get what I want. Do you see how manipulation works? Yeah. To pretend that's not what we do is not beneficial for anybody. Okay? And you have a choice if you know you're being manipulated. You see, this is the whole thing about buyer beware and what do they call that? Informed consent. Folks, you have no informed consent with any of this bullshit health things they got going on. There is no informed consent in any of it. There may be consent, but you're not informed. Unless you listen to alternative information. And not just here. A lot of people are against the vaccinations and putting out real good information about it. So you hear that and you go, okay, well, hey, let's give you a thing. Let's let you know a lottery. Let's do this. Let's do that to get you to kill yourself. Well, now you know they're trying to manipulate you to kill yourself. Well, if you're, you know, really depressed and you don't want to be here anymore, maybe you ought to go get a vaccine. Because that'll get rid of you here. But you might not be, you know, it might not happen fast enough for you because I predict it's going to be like 18 months before they actually start dropping dead. But hey, it could start earlier. I've been wrong before. But I think in 18 months, I think it will take that long, 18 to 24 months, before everybody starts realizing that the vaccines actually sterilized everybody that got them. I think that's the part that's going to take longer, okay? And I think it's going to be hidden, okay? How would they hide it? Well, okay, on a scale of what really upsets me, what upsets you more? Dying or being sterilized? For most people, they'd say, well, probably dying. Okay. So let's just say in, oh, I don't know, say, what would be a good time? Let's say in October or the beginning of November. Huh? All the people that got vaccinated and all the people they live with are all starting to drop dead. Well, shoot, that's only 6 months away or so. So people start dying. We got tons of dead bodies now. You see, that's going to mask the fact that the people that took the vaccine that somehow didn't die are all sterilized. Because you see, the ones dying are going to be the ones that have been dying. The ones that have some sort of condition already. The whole one foot in the grave crowd. Okay? They're going to get the other foot put in the grave. Okay? And there's a lot of people like that in America. You remember, you've been told we have an aging population. Well, most of those aged people are also malnutritioned as you are. Okay, but they're old also on top of that. So when something happens to them, they're going to die. But all the young kids who got vaccinated, who really didn't need it, they're not going to die. But what's going to happen to them? Everybody's going to be so concerned about all the dead bodies, nobody's going to notice that all these kids are sterile. But I think it'll come to light in about 18 or 24 months. And then we'll see what happens. This is real bad, folks. I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than, hey, pull back, get prepared to ride out a bad storm, man. No, really, treat this like there is a huge natural disaster coming your way. Because there is. It's not natural, but it's a disaster nevertheless, and it is coming right your way. The government is done. Civilization, as we know it, is over. Okay? It's the walking dead. It just hasn't fallen over yet. Make sure it doesn't fall on top of you. Protect yourself. Get ready. Make hay while the sun's shining, man, because the sun ain't going to be shining for too much longer, I suspect. Yay, I pray I'm wrong. I hope everything gets all good and happy, but I just don't think so. Anyhow, I gotta go. Stay tuned. We got good stuff coming up. And as always, thanks for listening.